Welcome to our first edition of our new program here on WKLM called Focus Friday. And I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM. Our first guest for Focus Friday is Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall. And Focus Friday is being brought to you in part by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerene Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Good morning, Anita. Thank you for joining with me for our Focus Friday today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on air.
It's our inaugural episode, and we're going to learn about your position with the county today, which is the county recorder. And I feel like it's a position that not a lot of people really know about.
I agree with you.
And so before we get into it, what did the position is, did you know fully what the position was before you decided to run for that position?
I did somewhat. I had worked there in a very part-time capacity for a summer before I even ran for the office. So I had an idea of how the office worked. When I did that part-time work, I was microfilming documents, and I would film these and splice the film together, and then we'd send it away to have it all made up real nice and pretty and sent back and put in the office for people to use.
Do you guys still use microfilm today?
We do not.
I didn't think so.
No.
You said that, I'm like, ooh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yes, that was a long time ago. That was probably 25 years ago. But now everything is digital.
Which I'm sure makes it a lot easier.
Much, yes.
So since you kind of had an idea of what the position was, that's good going into it. So how would you explain to somebody who doesn't know what the county recorder does, how would you explain that job to somebody?
Well, the county recorder is the office that records all mortgages for real estate and all deeds for real estate. Those are two of the most frequently recorded documents that we see. There are many other documents that come through our office, but those two are the majority of what makes up our work.
So you know every time somebody gets a house with a mortgage in Holmes County?
Correct. It doesn't even have to be a house. It can just be a vacant piece of land.
So everything comes through your office. You keep the records essentially for history.
Correct. Yes.
And so what is the significance of keeping, you know, things like a mortgage, a person coming in with a mortgage? What's the significance of having that recorded?
Well, first of all, it shows ownership. Well, the deed shows ownership. The deed and the mortgage go together. So the deed proves the ownership, and then that deed for that property is the collateral for the mortgage. So it just proves that this person owns that property, and until the mortgage is paid, that mortgage can be considered a lien against the property. So yes, the person owns it, but it's just like your car. Yes, you own the car, but you're still paying.
The
bank kind of owns it. Yes.
Okay. So then once the mortgage is paid, that kind of, you know, just gets marked as paid, and you just mainly have the deed showing that record of ownership.
Yeah, that mortgage still is there, but there will be a follow-up document called a satisfaction of mortgage. So it will show in the public record that that mortgage is paid.
So are things like that searchable by the public, or is there a level of privacy? How does that work?
They're all public records. So yes, you can search those online. And right now, we have all deeds imaged to the beginning of the county. And every day, we work on adding the names and the legal descriptions so that you can search by name for those. We are back to 1872. Our goal is to get back to the beginning of the county so that you can search all those deeds.
Do we have all those records, or did we lose some of them with different buildings having fires and things? We think we have all those?
We have all those.
That's awesome.
It is.
And it sounds like a good place to take a pause here. And we will be back with more with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall here on WKLM. And we are back here on WKLM, and I am Melissa Patrick here with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall. And in our first time talking here, we kind of talked about what the Holmes County Recorder does, or any recorder for a county, and we kind of got into, you know, how you guys are catching up on history. And I believe you said you guys were all the way back to the 1800s?
1872 is as far back as you can go to search by name for those deeds. You can search the images, but unless you know the name, it's pretty hard to find that document.
So are there deeds from before that that you guys still need to get logged in?
Yes. So from the beginning of the county, which was 1824, up through 1872, that's the time span that we're working on now.
So what have you seen change in how a deed looks and operates now that you're, you know, all the way back in the 1800s versus today?
Oh, a huge difference. Right now, we're looking at handwritten documents, and that can be very difficult sometimes because their S's and L's, capital S and capital L, seem to look very similar. So a lot of times we have to go to the big index books, which were typed by a previous recorder, and that will help us to figure out what those handwritten letters might be. Then back in the 1930s and 40s, they started typing the deeds. And of course, now everything's typed in more of a standard format. Now, deeds do not even have to be presented to us in paper form at the counter. You can submit them electronically. We never have to see the paper. Everything is done electronically, returned electronically, and the money is done electronically. We don't need cash or a check and a paper document. Very different from how it started a long time ago.
And what is the significance of having the deeds from that far back recorded and searchable for people?
People love to do genealogy work. That is a big part of it. They like to come in and search. And sometimes people are driving from other states to come and look through those records. Making them searchable online is very convenient for those people. If they can't make a trip to Holmes County, they can search online. And they can view and print those documents in their home or office for free.
Do you ever kind of wish that you had paper backups, or do you think that digital is the best way to go for documents like this?
As far as what the Ohio History Connection says, digital is okay to use. We don't have to have the paper. There are some things in our office that we do retain in paper form. The books themselves are paper, and they are permanent. We can never get rid of those. It's been some time since we've had actual books. Everything's been digital for quite some time. Ohio History Connection says that that is an acceptable form of keeping a record, and that is what we do.
So your office kind of works with the Ohio History Connection, which is helping to preserve Ohio history then?
Correct. And the way we do things in our office is governed by the Ohio Revised Code. So there are lots of codes that we have to adhere to that are part of our job. Any county office or state office has to go by the Ohio Revised Code.
It's really cool to, I'm sure, be part of history.
It is. It really is. It's almost, sometimes it's like a big puzzle when you're searching back through those old records and you find what you're looking for and it all clicks together. It is. It's fun.
Well, we are going to have more with the Holmes County Recorder, Anita Hall, here on Focus Fridays on WKLM after this. I am back here on WKLM with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall. I am Melissa Patrick, and we've been talking about the recorder's position here in Holmes County. And we talked about in the prior segment about why somebody would need to search the records for deeds. And one of those reasons would be to see how long their family has owned a particular piece of property.
Correct.
And that actually is a whole project that's happening that you've been a part of helping these folks do.
Yes, it's called Historic Family Farms. It is overseen by the Ohio Department of Agriculture. In order to prove ownership of your property or your farm, you must show the deeds for that, and you must prove that those deeds are actual relatives of yours. So starting currently and working your way backward, you come to the recorder's office to find those deeds or look online. You go back at least 100 years. That would designate your farm as a century farm. You can go back 150 or all the way back to 200. So those are the three designations that are given by the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Have you guys had anybody go all the way back to the 200?
Not quite. I think we have a couple that are 150 or more, and maybe 10 in the county or so that are 100. So I will have a booth at the county fair again in August in the Shriner Barn on the upper level, and there will be information there for you to read through. There will be application forms that will explain to you what you need to do to apply for that designation for your farm. Everything gets sent to the Ohio Department of Agriculture, and then they are the ones who say yes or no to your application.
And why would somebody want that designation?
I think it's just a great thing for your family as a whole. If you want to pass that on down to your kids, grandkids, nephew, niece, whoever is taking on that farm, I think it's just a really nice thing to have for your family.
And does it do anything to help protect the farm, or is it more just the designation, hey, we've been here for a long time?
It's just the designation.
It's still really cool, though. I know there's a sign for one of the farms on my way to work in the mornings.
Yeah, and I've seen them around the state, too. It's neat.
And so just having, it shows how long a lot of the families have been around here in Holmes County.
Yes, it does. And working on those older deeds, I see very familiar names. They've been here for many, many years, and they're still farming today. So it is very neat.
That's definitely a cool thing. So if you have been on your farm for a while, you can stop and see Anita at the fair this year. You're in with the Historical Society.
Yes, I'll be right next to them.
Which, you know, learning about your position, that's very relevant.
Yes, I like it.
And so is there any other documents aside from deeds and working with the mortgages that you guys keep track of in your office?
We do record liens. Federal tax liens are recorded in our office. We record mechanics liens. So if someone does work for you on your property and you don't pay them for that work, that person can file a lien against your property until you pay them. So we do see some of those. We see workers' compensation liens, and we see unemployment liens filed by the state of Ohio. Lots of different kinds of affidavits related to real estate are also recorded in the recorder's office. One thing that some people may not be aware of is military discharge records are also recorded in the recorder's office. So when you are discharged from the military, you will get a form called DD-214. If you bring that to the recorder's office, we will record it for you free.
It's always a good idea to have a backup that's easy to obtain.
Correct. Very good.
Because sometimes getting it through anything federal can take a lot of time and,
right,
and work.
Yes. Now, those are the only things in our office that are not public record because they do contain a lot of personal information. So a military discharge is not a public record until 75 years after the date it was recorded. I believe that was put into place because they feel at that time the soldier is probably deceased and then the record can be made public, but not until then.
And then maybe family can find them if they weren't able to before.
Correct.
In that genealogy point that you brought
up
earlier.
Yes. If somebody does come in and wants a copy of a military discharge, if they are a funeral director, if they are a relative of the person who's subject of the discharge, there are a couple other stipulations. If they fit that criteria, then we can give them a copy of it. If you come in as just a person wanting a discharge for someone you're not related to, we can give it to you. However, everything will be blacked out except for their name and their rank and the date of discharge, I believe. That's about it.
So that's definitely interesting to know, especially if you have family that were part of the wars. Holmes County is very known for having a lot of military folk in it. So it's definitely a neat aspect to know.
It is, yeah.
And we are going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with more with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall here on WKLM. This is Melissa Patrick back with WKLM, speaking with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall on our Focus of Friday. And we've been talking about the position of Holmes County Recorder, one of those little known positions that you see on the ballot and you don't really know what's going on. And we've been talking about the different records that the office keeps. And so if somebody would like to get a copy of a record, how do they do that?
They can go online to get a copy, or they can come into the office. If you come into the office to get a paper copy, it is 25 cents per page.
And do they have to have any proof of who they are if they're getting anything? Like, do you guys take any information, or can you come in? You said everything, but the military discharge papers are public record. So can you come in anonymously and get stuff, or do you have to leave some sort of information of who you are taking these records?
No, because they're public record, we do not ask your name. What you want with that record, you are just free to come in and ask for it.
And does it work similarly to like a public record request with like a village or a town where like you need certain amounts of time to pull the record, or are things pretty easy to pull up these days?
Pretty easy to pull up. It won't take much time at all.
Now, with the records that aren't digitized, does that take a little bit longer?
It will take a little bit. We'll have to go through the books, but not a terribly long amount of time, no.
And how long off do you think you are from having everything digitized?
For as far as the deeds, we've got 33 books left to go through. So I'm going to give us some leeway and say maybe in the next year.
Oh, that was a lot quicker than I was expecting.
Yes, that's my hope, is to have all of the deeds searchable by name within the next year.
And there aren't any deeds from before it was a county. They don't start doing that until a place is a county, correct?
Correct. Now, Holmes County used to be part of Coshocton and Wayne and Ashland. So because of that, if you're looking for something prior to when Holmes County became a county, we will send you to those other counties, because that's probably where your document is.
And are pretty much all of the counties in Ohio digital these days?
The majority of them are, yes.
So you can just sit at home and look up anything. But if you have questions, you have folks in the office that can help.
Yes, absolutely. The staff can help with whatever you might need.
And where is your office located? Because I'm sure a lot of people have no idea.
I always tell them we are in the same building as the BMV. So that is 75 East Clinton Street in Millersburg. We are the very first office on the left as you come in through the front entrance.
So you can't miss it. It's just zoom left.
Correct.
I'm sure some people have missed it.
Oh, yes. They walk right past us. Yes, my name is on the door, so just look for my name.
And you can, any of your recorded history. And is there anything else that as a recorder that folks should know about your position?
Well, it is an elected position. It is not a job that you go in front of a board and interview for and get hired. You are elected by the voters.
We'll talk about how you get elected before we wrap our Focus Fridays up. It's definitely an under-recognized position in every county, not just Holmes County.
I believe so. People don't really know what it is. They understand some of the other offices because those other offices might collect money. We don't really do that. They know that they take out a mortgage and they have a deed for their property, but they're not really sure of what happens with those documents.
Because somebody else is filing them. You're not filing them personally.
That is correct.
It's definitely a very under-knowledged job.
Unfortunately, yes, that is true.
We are speaking here with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall. We'll have more on WKLM after this. This is Melissa Patrick back with our first episode of Focus Fridays. I am speaking with Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall. And we've been speaking all about the recorder position, which is a county position. And you have spoke about what all the recorder's office does and how people can get records. And we spoke about the farm project that you kind of help along with folks finding their things, but you're also involved in other things as the recorder as well.
Yes, I am involved in the Ohio Recorders Association. I do serve on a committee within that association. And in 2015, I served as president of the Ohio Recorders Association.
And what is the purpose of having the Recorders Association? What do you guys do?
Well, we, as a group, can lobby our legislators for things that might be good for us as recorders or might not be good for us as recorders. We do have a legislative committee, and that committee can also come up with ideas to present to our legislators to hopefully get passed at the State House. It is also a great resource for us to contact other recorders with any questions we might have. Even though I've been doing this for 16 years, there are still some days where we'll get a weird document presented to us. We've never seen it before. We just need some input from our fellow recorders. Would you take this? Have you seen this before? How should we approach this? Just things like that. Very good to have a group of people who are familiar with your job, who you can lean on, get advice from. It's just a real good resource.
And some folks who maybe missed an earlier segment might ask why legislative, because your position is through the Ohio Revised Code.
We are governed by the Ohio Revised Code, yes. There are many sections of that code that deal with our jobs. We have to follow that code.
And are all the recorders in the state of Ohio a part of the association, or is that an optional thing that they can be a part of?
They are all part of it. Now, Summit County and Cuyahoga County are charter counties. They're a little bit different. Those two counties, those recorders are not elected. They are appointed because they have a different kind of governance in those two counties. The other 86 counties, the position is elected.
I did not know that at all. So that is one of those little trivia questions you can use with your friends. Be like, so did you know? That's interesting that there's two counties in the whole state that aren't elected.
Correct. Yes, they are appointed.
Is their position still governed by the ORC?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's not just the recorders in those two counties. It's those offices.
Like treasurer, auditor?
Yes, those, they are appointed, not elected, just because of the way their government's set up in those two counties.
That's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And we'll talk more about how to be elected into the recorder's position after this. And we'll be back with more with Anita Hall and myself, Melissa Patrick, on WKLM. This is Melissa Patrick with your Focus Friday here on WKLM. I am with recorder Anita Hall for one last time here today. And it's definitely been a fun chat learning about the recorder's office today, Anita.
Well, I appreciate you having me on air. I love talking about my job.
It's a very important job to have. And we've mentioned a couple times, it is an elected position. And so a lot of people, I'm sure, see it on the ballot, but don't know anything about how you get there, and now they know what you do, but I'm sure they didn't beforehand. So what are the steps somebody can take if they're interested in becoming a recorder or any other elected position? How did you approach it?
The first thing you do is go to the County Board of Elections, and they will give you petition forms. You will circulate those and get signatures for those petitions. When you've done that, then you submit those to the Board of Elections, and they will check all those to make sure that those are valid signatures of voters in the county. They have to be in your county. And then once that is done, then you will be on the ballot for the Board of Elections.
How many signatures? I know each position, whether you're running for a county position or a mayor or a council or a trustee, everyone, you have to gather a different amount of signatures. How many signatures do you collect for a recorder's position?
You have to have 50 valid signatures. So I usually would get 75 to 100, just in case some of them were not valid for some reason or another.
Because sometimes if you don't vote for a long period of time, you have to re-register yourself to be considered a valid voter.
Correct.
And you've been in 16 years, so you've ran for election 4 times.
Yes.
As somebody who's ran for an elected position before, does it change for you running, like how you feel? Do you still get a little nervous, or, you know, how does approaching election night feel for you?
Well, if you don't have an opponent, you're not nervous. The first time I ran, I did have primary opponent and then an opponent in the general election as well. So that was kind of nerve-wracking, but I have not had an opponent since then.
I kind of think that it's because people don't know what the position is, or and that you're doing such a good job at it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But you don't want to run for something that you don't understand, and thankfully you had been in that office to understand how to do it.
Yes, I think it is important, even if you haven't worked in a particular office, make yourself familiar with what that office does, what the position is, before you take on that kind of a leap.
And how many years do you have left in your current term?
3.5.
So you were just on the ballot then?
Correct.
Are there any last comments on your position as Holmes County Recorder to share with the folks?
Just to say that if anyone needs anything from my office, feel free to come in, to call, to go online. If you have any questions about how to find those records online, please give us a call. Either me or my staff would be happy to help.
Where do people look online to get those records?
Just Google Holmes County, Ohio Recorder. When that comes up, you will see a link for our website, and everything you need to know is there.
Sounds easy.
It is.
Google makes everything easy these days.
It does.
Well, thank you so much for sharing about your position. It's been a fun journey learning about what the recorder does for a county.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it.
That was Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall here on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays, which has been brought to you in part by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.